Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
216-578-0092. We'll take your calls here in a bit. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in the great Bruce Drennan, host of Drennan Live on STO. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, doing well. It's wonderful to speak to you. I don't want to give away what you can sell. I know you got the TV show coming up, but what do you think of the whole Kareem Hunt thing, bud?
It's not a good look. He doesn't need any public. He certainly wasn't charged, and there's no indication of any wrongdoing. But it's still not a good look. He's got to be careful. And obviously, when Dorsey signed him, he said he'd be closely monitoring him. So I think it's, you know, TMZ, you know how they are. But I just think he's got to be more careful.
Bruce, given where he is right now, given the amount of incidents and allegations over the last calendar year, and given the state of affairs with the NFL and the Browns, are you on a zero tolerance with him? Is he forbidden to go out and about? Is he allowed to be with other Cleveland Browns or his friends downtown? Or does any of that raise to the level of, hey, we told you once and this is it. We do not have a long leash for you.
No, you can't. You know, it's not like he's wearing an ankle bracelet. But I would like to think his teammates would certainly consult him, advise him, influence him. He's got some growing up to do, obviously. I think he is extremely happy to be starting over again with this franchise that on paper is so dramatically improved. So I think he's just got to be more careful and conscious that he's being observed.
There's been a couple of calls today, Bruce, that the Browns or even Baker Mayfield should have some responsibility over him during this time. Is that something you think, or is that even a possibility to you? What's your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if responsibility is the right word. I mean, if they're out and about together, again, I refer back to what I said is, you know, just, hey, Kareem, maybe it's time we just head for the barn, but personal responsibility, like Big Brother, I don't see as a case here. I want the kid to be straight. I want the kid to avoid trouble. I want the kid to run for touchdowns for the Browns. We certainly can use him because, boy, I remember when he was with Kansas City. He's an extraordinary talent, and what an arsenal! He's part of building that arsenal that Dorsey has. So I'm cheering for him, but he's got to be more careful.
All right, Bruce Drennan, join us on the hotline. Let's switch to baseball. The Indians begin today, the last few games before the All-Star break, 8 games back of the Minnesota Twins. They had a dismal weekend, but did not lose any ground to the Twins. Then again, they didn't gain any ground. We are sitting here July 2nd. As we stand here, how close do they need to get before the All-Star break?
I don't know if there's a set number, but for goodness sakes, when you look at 1964, the Philadelphia Phillies had something like a 6.5-7 game lead with 2 weeks to go, and the Cardinals caught them. And Harry Carey was singing on the radio, "The Cardinals are coming, tra-la, tra-la." In 95, the Indians had that incredible year. That was the year that Lou Piniella and the Seattle Mariners overtook the Angels. That's one of the biggest collapses of all time. And certainly nobody knows better than me, 1969, the year that I stopped being a Chicago Cubs fan when they totally choked against the New York Mets, who went on to beat Baltimore in 5 games. So anything can happen in baseball. It's extremely rare to make up as big a deficit as the Indians dug that that hole for themselves. But right now, I'm not worried about the division as much. Certainly, I'd love to see them get back into it. But it becomes math. When you fall behind as early as the Indians did to double digits, it becomes mathematical. If Minnesota were to play 500 the rest of the way, the Indians would have to play a certain percentage just to catch them, let alone overtake them. And that's incredibly difficult, no matter how many months are left in the season. But the wild card, you know, I admitted on my show, guys, recently, all of a sudden I'm becoming a pendulum with the Indians. Are we a buyer? Are we a seller? Are we both? The last performance by Bauer was so extraordinary, I changed my tune. I'm saying, you know what? Don't trade Bauer. If we get in as a wild card, one game is what you have to win. It's do or die. It's the seventh game. You got to win that one game to advance. The way Bauer pitched in his last outing, he could beat any team in baseball. Now all of a sudden you're to the next round. Now you have new life. Now you're in a best of... So I'm really back and forth with the Indians, but who's to say the Indians... You know, Minnesota's got a whole bunch of guys on one-year contracts. Next year, the Indians could again run away with this division. This nonsense that the window's only open 1 or 2 years is nonsense. Our pitchers are locked up for years, and I really am optimistic about the Indians. Maybe we won't make the playoffs this year. I'd hold off on trading Bauer because you can trade him in the offseason.
Are you guys going to gang up on him like you did me when I said I wouldn't want to trade Bauer? I said the same exact thing you did, Bruce.
Bruce.
I got hammered for
it. I've never been in a situation where I've ever fully trusted Trevor Bauer. I know he has dynamic stuff. I know that when he's on, you're right, he can beat anybody. He's as good as anybody. I've just never gotten to the point where I fully trust him. And if we're talking in a wild card situation, or even, my God, the humanity, if they have a play-in game to get to the wild card, which would be a disaster, you can't line up Trevor Bauer in that at any point. And so I know his value to me around Major League Baseball goes down the minute you don't trade him for this year, because contenders want him now. They don't just want him for next year. They want him now.
I don't agree with that. I think his talent is so obvious. He would be in equal demand next offseason. I just cannot agree with that in good faith. And I also don't agree with the one game, whether it's a play-in or the wild card. This guy, you know, he gets this rap because of the drone or whatever, or his quirky preparation throwing from one corner of the outfield to the other to get ready for a start. He has this reputation, but, you know, Trevor Bauer... In all my years of covering professional sports, and in this case baseball, is one of the most astute students of pitching I've ever covered. This guy keeps charts on his own. He doesn't depend on the scouting department or this new analytics process. He does it himself. This guy is a very diligent worker about his craft. And he's also got a mean streak in him, as we well know, and I love that in a pitcher. I love that in a pitcher. So that means they can't dig in against him. He won't hesitate brushing him off the plate, even though the commissioner has ordered these umpires to warn everybody in the county if you throw at a guy. But I disagree. I think his motivation to really prove himself as elite. Do you realize how it bothered him that he got hurt last year and couldn't win the Cy Young? He might have, you know.
Can you grade the job that Terry Francona's done so far this year?
Terry Francona became the manager of the Cleveland Indians in 2013. I guarantee you, had he not, we wouldn't have enjoyed the success that we've enjoyed from that year to the present. He's a Hall of Fame manager. Not a player, but nor was Earl Weaver. Nor was Sparky Anderson. Nor was Walter Alston. No, I think Francona's fantastic. And his belief in players and his patience. Now, hey, fellas, don't get me wrong. There isn't a manager that I have covered either with the Indians or another ball club that I haven't second-guessed, including the greatest. That's the nature of what we do, and they know that. That's part of the territory. But no, I think we're blessed to have him.
Are you pro or anti-bunt?
I am big time pro bunt. My roots are National League. And that's why I'm vehement about never letting the DH become universal. The strategy taken away. And I am very big-time pro-bunt. It also ties in, let's get back to Bauer. It also ties in with a trade. If you're to trade Bauer, which as I indicated, I'm not an advocate of, but if you are, do you realize how much more attractive he is to a National League team? That way he can't come back to bite you, number one. But number two, the bottom third of the lineups in the National League are not as strong as the American League. And that's where bunting comes in, of course, to get you back to the top of the lineup. So, I think I'm a big-time advocate. And what drives me crazy is when you've got a left-handed hitter and they pull this shift. And what that's why, do you remember Kipnis about a week and a half ago went the other way?
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the most beautiful. I got on the air and praised the heck out of him. I said, why don't more major leaguers do that, for goodness sake? Especially here in the American League. They don't teach bunting in the American League. It's amazing.
All right, Bruce, you've covered All-Star games before. It's the best All-Star game in all the sports. I don't think it's particularly close. However, we're here in Cleveland. I'm just not sensing the buzz. Maybe it's the price of the tickets. I know they were very expensive for fans. The average fan's not going to be going to this All-Star game. Tell people what they should be in for this weekend, and hopefully a magical one at that.
Well, if I can give a shameless plug, we're going to be on the air around the clock on Sports Time Ohio, and I'm actually going to have to sacrifice playing golf, guys. That's how big of a deal this is. I mean, we're going to be our show. We're going to be at the convention center Friday and Saturday when we're normally off, and so it's a big deal. We have our staff has produced about a dozen different special shows that we will be airing, and we're extremely happy about it.
Did we lose them?
That's how happy they were.
Oh, jeez, we lost them.
Well, make sure to
see
watch.
See if he's there.
Wall
yeah.
to wall. STO, God, nonstop baseball, all-star game cover.
Yeah, make sure you watch. Oh, we got him. Okay. Let's get back to him. Bruce, hello.
Guys. I'm excited about it. The convention center with Play Ball Park is going to be incredible, indoor and outdoor. And even if a family doesn't have a tickets for the game, or even the Home Run Derby or the Futures or any of the other events that are going on at Progressive Field, you can still feel such a part of this incredible historic occasion by going to Play Ball Park and enjoying some of the many, many activities that will be going on starting on Friday. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it. We haven't had one since 1997. The Indians and Major League Baseball have coordinated and are doing a marvelous job, and it puts us on the map worldwide. David Gilbert and his people from the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission. It really puts us on the map in a positive manner. And just take a look. Your studios are downtown. Look at what they're doing downtown, fellas. It looks great.
Bruce, thank you very much. Because, first off, thank you for the time. And also, thank you for being pro-bunt. Lima and I are pro-bunt, and baseball people treat us like we're anti-vaxxers. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas. It's always a pleasure. Anytime, and have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. The great Bruce Drennan joining us. Drennan live on STO on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. More coming up. And also, what the hell to do with Kareem Hunt? Or, if anything to do with Kareem Hunt. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.